If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Beginners to stage.
How many times have I said not to touch the cross?
What made me interested in working on Cry Havoc? It's right up my street. I love a bit of comedy. I love a bit of political comedy. And it's those things. And I basically, when I saw the script, I was like, this is really funny. And if I wasn't in it, I would listen to it. And that was like what made me really interested in doing it, because I was just like, this is great. I really am enjoying reading this. And yeah, wouldn't be bad to be in it as well.
What made you interested in working on Cry Havoc? Well, I knew the director, Amani, beforehand, and I really wanted to work with her. So the minute she said, would you audition, it was a very easy answer. And I said yes, and I got the part. So I'm very grateful to have worked with my friend Amani.
What made me interested in working on Cry Havoc? So I know exactly what it is. I remember reading the sides when my agent sent them to me, and instantly I was like, I was in hysterics. I remember doing the lines, and I was like, oh my gosh, it'd be really funny to play this like that. I wonder how the other person's going to play it. And I was having like little scenarios in my head of how these scenes would play out. And this show is just hilarious from beginning to end. Hilarious. Yeah, I'd say that was what drew me to working on Cry Havoc.
What made me interested in working on Cry Havoc? Well, I really liked the excerpts that we were sent for the audition. I originally auditioned for Cleopatra and Charmian, so I had the opportunity to see more excerpts than if I was just auditioning for one character, although, of course, many of their scenes are together. I just thought it was really funny and very playful, and I liked the fact that I could do it from home, and there was just something quite creative about that, you know, sort of locking myself away in a cupboard for an hour and disappearing off into a different world, you know. Also the fact that it's obviously a lot of historical research has gone into this, which is evident actually in many of the scenes and the references to the context and the world and the society at the time, but it feels very contemporary. You know, the language is very much of today, and it just makes it feel very real and just really breathes a new life into it. I just love that aspect. I love the fact that it feels so current and fresh and real, and yet it's of a world from so long ago. I also always wanted to work with Amani. I auditioned for a short film that Amani made years and years ago, and I remember just really getting on with her and thinking she was really cool and had a really good eye for detail and was very personable. So it was quite funny that, you know, we lost touch, but then I ended up being in this, which is really nice. You know, it just feels like, yeah, completing that circle. And I just had a feeling it would be a good production to be a part of. Really nice people, great scripts, and good characters, you know. Everyone has their moment, I think.
What made you interested in working on Cry Havoc? Money!
What made me interested to work on Cry Havoc the most? Well, it was the moment I read the example scripts for the audition. The scenes that were given, I think it was the first conversation with Gaius and Octavia, with Octavia looking for a review to her play. And the other one was Mark and Gaius celebrating their victory over the conspirators. It was just so well written and funny. I remember thinking, oh, I just really hope I don't screw up the audition because this looks like a lot of fun and I don't want to miss out.
What did you find was the biggest challenge of recording remotely? Ah, well, now, you see, the thing about being an actor is that you're brought up relying on other people to do all the technical stuff for you. A lot of actors of my generation sort of look down on stage managers, they're somehow beneath them. No, I don't do that sort of thing. No, I don't move bits of set around and mess around with lighting boards and all that sort of nonsense. No, I'm an actor, darling. I live for my art. Luckily now, that attitude has changed somewhat. But stage management has changed over the years. It's a highly technical job now. And a lot of it involves computers, which I don't really understand. So I suppose, yes, the main problem with computers, especially for someone of my advanced years, is that I don't have a clue how they work. So recording remotely, all on my own, in my own little booth, with my own little audio setup, is at the very, very edge of my technical capabilities. So that has been, that's been the most difficult thing, as the most challenging thing as regarding recording Cry Havoc.
What was the biggest challenge on the job? Well, there are some challenges in remote recording. There are also huge advantages in remote recording, but, you know, there are funny things that happen when you have a large number of people on a call and everyone is trying to manage various home setups. So I think it's kind of important for everyone, well, first of all, for Rusty Quill to build in a bit of flexibility, which they did do, and for everyone to have a bit of a sense of humour about it, because occasionally we have people turning up mid-call, somehow upside down on the screen, or somebody's having some building work done in the background that they have no control over, or maybe there are seagulls, or the internet connection cuts out, and then we have the summer where there was 40 degree heat. So yeah, few things to contend with, but everyone pulled together, and we certainly did it.
What was the biggest challenge I faced on the job? You know what? I think because this job is such a, you're not really sitting across, you're not acting with people in the room. So it's difficult sometimes to kind of let yourself go and not be critical of your performance. I found sometimes it, in the early stages, being like, oh my gosh, wow. Oh wow, that person's really good. Oh my God, that's amazing. Oh my gosh, wow, can I do that? Okay, cool. And then it would be my turn to like say my line or something. And I'd say it and, you know, maybe it was okay. Maybe everyone liked it or whatever. But I'd say my line and be like, in my head, oh my God, that was terrible, Aaron. That was horrible. Oh gosh. And I think, yeah, that was the hardest part of, I think, this job, was not being overly critical of your performance and being sometimes trying not to be so blown away by other people's performances, because everyone else was popping. Everyone was doing bits in this. Yeah, wicked, wicked acting from beginning to end. So sometimes you get yourself distracted and not say your line.
The biggest challenge of recording remotely was, without question, working on Skype. With apologies to the makers of Skype, it really did present us with a number of major challenges. Everybody maintained a spectacular level of patience, but it was at its most tricky when we had many of us all on one recording, because there was a scene with lots of characters in it, and that, of course, massively increased the chances of someone dropping out at some point during a scene, and you'd be chatting away, giving it your most heartfelt acting, and you'd suddenly realise that the person you were supposed to be in dialogue with had just gone. They were frozen on the screen in front of you, and they couldn't hear us anymore, and their Wi-Fi had gone down or whatever. So there were definitely some amusing challenges, and we definitely lost some time to that. But fortunately, everybody was incredibly professional and incredibly experienced, and we were getting through scenes very quickly within the schedule that had been arranged for us. So we had actually quite a lot of lovely buffer room when Skype let us down.
The biggest challenge I faced on the job, well, first thing, I think it was managing the equipment and finding a suitable place to record, because I was looking all over where I live for somewhere that could be, you know, soundproofed and relatively comfortable to work in. So I've built a little pillow fort from my sofa in the cupboards, and that was all new to me. Certainly a bit of a challenge.
What was the biggest challenge you faced on the job? And I suppose recording from home was having a baby and having to record whilst having a baby in the house. So I'm pretty sure on a lot of recordings you might hear a cry in the background, so I apologise about that.
What did I find was my biggest challenge of recording remotely? Well, my biggest challenge personally was the first like couple of months of doing this, I was on tour with another show. So I'd be in a random part of the country, and every time I'd move into my digs or hotel room, I'd have to figure out a way to create a little booth, a little recording studio. So it took a lot of creative thinking and engineering from myself to, because some places just were not suitable. But I did manage somehow or another to construct a soundproof space that I could do my recording. At the beginning, it was right at the height of the summer as well. So it was like some of the times it was 30 degrees and I'd have like two duvets over me, and I'd be stuffed in this little, like in a tiny little cube with sofa cushions around me and sweating profusely. So yeah, that was probably the most challenging part of recording remotely for me. Once I got home, it got a little bit easier.
One of the challenges was the fact that many of us, in fact, none of us, had the chance to meet in real life. And it made sense that we recorded that way for this. It's probably the most productive, efficient way to have done this. But it's nice to have that rapport, you know, in between recording sessions. You know, if we were in a studio, you imagine that you might have little chats in the break together about the scenes or the characters or our interpretations. So that was a challenge, I think. You know, it felt at times a little isolated. And another challenge, I mean, I've literally just finished a session about half an hour ago, and there was a really, really, really long delay. And I can't tell you why. You know, I tried my Wi-Fi, I tried the data, and it just, there was just a long delay. But we laughed, you know, we laughed. If anything, it just made it quite funny. And the editors can iron all that out. So none of us were worried, or at least I wasn't. I just was doing the lines. But I was aware there was about a 5-second delay, which was certainly challenging, but it is what it is. And it was very convenient for me to record today at lunchtime in the cupboard in my room. So it is what it is, you know.
Do I have a favourite thing about the job? Yeah. Well, it's all sorts of favourite things. It was wonderfully written, and the rest of the cast is absolutely fabulous. And it's always nice when you work with good people because they make you look good. You don't have to work so hard. But that was the joy of it. And being used to working in a studio with the other actors there, I thought this would be a very lonely and rather sad experience with everyone shut away in their own little cubicle. But we had a gas. We communicated over, what was it, one of those online thingy platforms, video links, I can't remember what it was, Skype, I think. Yes, and so you could see people, you could see glimpses of people as they sort of went in and out of shot in their various cupboards around the country. So that's the fun about any job you do as an actor, really. It's the other people. They make or break it. It can either be enormous fun or really deadly dull. I'm very glad to say, though, that this was enormous fun.
Do I have a favourite thing about the job? I feel like everyone's going to say this, but I feel like it's the people. The people make this job. I met so many amazing people on this journey. This project was so nice to work on. So many funny moments. The banter was just in abundance, and I don't know, I really appreciate people who can make a working environment feel warm and fuzzy and friendly. And that can be a very difficult challenge to accomplish when you're working remotely. But I think that was my favourite thing about this.
My favourite thing has been the people involved. Across the board, the scripts are incredible. They're a real joy to work with. I adore working on the things that David K. Barnes has written, but this whole writing team have been fabulous from beginning to end. And the cast and Amani, our director, have been just above and beyond. I've worked with Amani before, but I've never been directed by her, and she's just been incredible. As an audio actor, you really can't achieve anything without a brilliant director, and Amani is that. She understands everything that's going on in the script. She wants to explore. She gives you the opportunity to explore. She's completely in control, but she also trusts actors to find things and play. And I have loved working with the other actors on this team. So I've been very lucky to have worked with Benjamin Garrison, Andy Secombe, and Ellie Dickens before, and I think extremely highly of them all. They always bring so much wonderful character to everything they do, and it's a real privilege to work with them. And it has also been wonderful to get the chance to work with actors I didn't know before this project. So Kazim, Harry, Lara, Aaron, Ryan, Sarah Lambie, and Sarah Arger. What a team, as well as the ensemble cast. So most of my scenes, I suppose, have been with Kazim, also with Harry and with Lara and Aaron for the most part. They're all incredible. They're so good. I'm so excited for people to hear their scenes. I'm so excited to hear their scenes that I'm not in, that I've not heard yet, except in the read-throughs when I can tell you they were great. And Ryan and Sarah Lambie and Sarah Arger, I've worked with less. I'm just in fewer scenes with them. But I can tell you, at the read-throughs, they were just incredible. So yeah, I am as excited as anyone to hear the end results. I can't wait.
My favourite thing about the job? I don't really know what to say. Everything, really. You know, I love setting up my pillow fort in the cupboard. I love getting to briefly talk with everyone, see how they're doing before, you know, getting stuck in. I love talking about the characters, analysing the scenes. I love reading the scripts and, you know, wanting to get the next one to find out what happens next. I know it's a bit of a gushy cop-out answer, but it's the truth.
Yeah, some of my favourite things about the job were, well, actually, first of all, the character. I mean, I just love playing Charmian, especially, you know, I sometimes find that roles written for Arab women or Middle Eastern women or however you want to describe it, they can be quite limiting or quite limited, often sort of full of stereotypes. I hate to say it. I do think things are getting a lot better and I am seeing more diversity and nuance in characters written for us, but it's still a rarity when you get a really meaty role like this with lots of agency. Even though Charmian is a servant, you know, she's just full of brio and heart and soul and ambition in her own way, you know, despite her circumstances and the limitations of her world and the limitations of her job and her status. Yeah, so I really, really enjoyed playing the role and finding new things, and also just the text just is just full of gifts, you know. Sometimes you have to work very hard as an actor to inject nuance and conflict and backstory and all of that, but oh my god, these writers just did it for us. It just was such a gift. So yeah, my favorite thing was the character, having the opportunity to actually perform character, like, oh, it's just, you know, and full of blood and drama and love. I just love it. Yeah,
my favorite thing about doing the job was, like I said, how funny it was. It was really well cast. A lot of the performances were brilliant, and it was just a joy to see people in their element and be a part of it. I'm looking forward to listening to it. Even if I wasn't in it, I'd be looking forward to it coming out. So yeah, that's my favorite part of the job.
I had two favorite things about the job. One favorite thing was the writing. It is sadly not the case that everything that we do as actors is beautifully well written and contains nuance and depth and also genuinely funny comedy and genuinely exciting and tense drama. And this series has all of those things, and I really, really believed in it, and I felt very proud to be a part of it, and that is not the case every time, and so it's an absolute joy when it happens. So that was one favourite thing, and my other favourite thing about the job was the people. Every single person working on this project was glorious. Brilliantly talented, fantastic characters that they were creating, written already fantastically, but then really brought to life and making each other laugh, and also just having really lovely chats between sessions and things when we were having a little bit of downtime and getting to know those people. I am sad not to have met anybody in person through this process, but despite the technological challenges that we faced occasionally, everyone was absolutely wonderful, and it was a really lovely project to be part of for that reason.
Backstage at Cry Havoc is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Sharealike 4.0 International License. It is directed by Amani Zardot, produced by Laurie Ann Davis, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. This episode was edited by Laurie Ann Davis and Catherine Ranella. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.